the devil's advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I smell a rat. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
I did request a rat song, so, you know, Jack.
Well done, everybody.
This old missive, WCDER. And we are getting to the callers. Be patient just a moment longer. I want to read a little bit of this demand letter.
the hostage letter. Is this letter, is it written with like little cutout, you know, magazine letters?
That would require skill, Dom.
Okay.
Any skill whatsoever or creativity.
You've seen the Blazing Saddles where the sheriff puts the gun to his head. I think he's crazy enough to do it. Dear Wisconsin citizen, did you vote in the November 2020 elections? Did you smell a rat in the election results? Now there's plenty of evidence that your nose was correct. It always is. I got a good noggin. In fact, it seems you were smelling several rats. Do you want to know the truth? State party leadership has invited all county party leaders to meet with Robin Voss in Stevens Point this Wednesday. That's tomorrow, folks, March 16th. Voss clearly intends to leverage that meeting to keep county party leadership quiet about the plainly evident 2020 election fraud. It's going to stifle the big lie with all the party leaders around the
plainly,
state.
Plainly evident. I mean, it's so plain that, you know, no judge or jury has found it to be true. But, you know, don't let that stop you.
Well, just three more lines and then back to you and the callers. All caps. Why does Robin Voss want to hide the truth? Another sentence, all caps. Why are county chairs being bullied into silence? Peculiar way the Republican leadership to act. Don't you agree?
Leadership in quotes.
The WCDER. They're awfully demanding, and there's more there, but that's the gist. It goes on and on. Those dirty rats.
Is it going to be like Robert De Niro, you know, playing the mobster with the, you know, everyone around the table? Hey, you know, like baseball, teamwork, you know, is that how he's going to keep
out
people
the
in line?
Clubs them like good fellas from behind, like, eh. It was all about the Latanza deal, wasn't it, Dom?
Oh, man.
A man stands alone at a plate. This is the time for what? For individual achievement. There he stands alone. But in the field, what? Part of a team.
Well done, Brian.
The greatest team in radio right here, Devil's Advocates. Let's get to a few callers while there's time. You know, Fancy Brian's been chasing me to breaks all day. 844-967-2789. I think that's the number. You know, you can cuss me all you want under your breath. Just don't do it on the air.
I can't change time.
Jeannie from Eau Claire, make time change. Welcome.
Hey,
what
Jeannie.
Do you got for us?
Hey, there's more rats going around than you think. I just got a phone call at 438 from the U.S. Senate with a 414 number starting it. And it was Ron Johnson from Wisconsin doing, you know, one of those town halls, but it was really a campaign BS type deal.
Where's the town hall? You going, Jeannie?
No, it's here. It was on the phone. They do phone town halls.
Oh. Did you participate?
And then you get to ask a question, but you really don't because I got a feeling it's taped. But I'm not sure on that because once he started in on the Democrats, there were a couple of times where he got a chance to blame the Democrats for everything. But the one of the ones that really hit home was, you know, about the gas prices going up. And he said, well, you know, he said that's because of, you know, the Democrats and they're green. They want to go green. And then he connected it to Texas when their grid went down. That was because of the Democrats, too, trying to go green. We need oil. We're not ready for all the solar and blah, blah, blah. And I kept hitting the numbers, star, star, star. You know, if you want to add a comment, didn't pick up. And pretty soon, we hit it about 50 times. Finally, I hung up because I thought, my heart can't take it. My blood pressure can't take this guy. So I had to hang up.
You know, yeah. Ron Johnson's buddy, Cancun Ted Cruz, what he did during the grid failure in Texas, he took the family south, right? Well, it doesn't bother Ron one little smidgen. Those guys were shotgunning at a Freedom Convoy rally earlier this week. him and Ted Cruz specifically, Ron Johnson. So for him to have the, you know, the brazen you-know-what to think that he's going to talk about the grid in Texas and totally exclude his buddy Cancun Ted from conversation, that seems a little brassy, let's just say, Gene.
And there were calls. They were taking calls from people in Eau Claire. So he's been hanging out on our side of the state whatever way, by phone or whatever.
Well, he's not going to get also, votes from Dane County. Our audience ain't voting for the man, except maybe CJ and Gary.
Well, they did have one call from somebody up there. And, oh, there was one woman. She was so great because I thought she was going to be a Republican, you know, and she started talking about the border and people bringing in, you know, diseases and stuff like that. And, you know, we really need to, you know, let people in legally. We know if they're vaccinated and stuff. And then he goes something about he was going to bring up the Democrats. And she goes, and you tell your Republican friends they just want these people coming in over here illegally to fill their jobs. Just about died. I thought, you go, girl. But anyway.
Sort of turned the script, didn't she, Jeannie?
Yes, she did. But then he had a helper that came in right after that and tried to.
We're done here. I've shut down a few pressers myself, Jeannie.
Yeah, so beware, guys. If you get a phone call, you might want to listen and see if you learn anything new from Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Ron Johnson goodbye. From Wisconsin. Jeannie, thanks for the call, Jeannie. Rojo was on Fox News, and he was asking me, hey, you said you weren't going to run again. And then Ron replied, I love this country. I see it's being torn apart. I see what has happened during the pandemic, the loss of freedom. And I think I'm in a position where I can maybe help improve things. Maybe I can help unify and heal this nation. I've never walked away from a problem. In the end, I just couldn't walk away from this. Do you ever think maybe, Ron, that you're the problem, Ron?
Healer. He's a healer.
Yeah, a unifier.
Devil's advocates, heal in the nation. Come back.
Hallelujah.
I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground. I want to go to the middle of the night. I want to piss on his ashes.
Listen to him, man. He's just crazy enough to do it.
You're here because you got nothing. You got nothing in court. You don't got the bookkeeper. You got nothing. Nothing. And if you were a man, you would have done it now. You don't got a thing, you punk.
Here endeth the lesson.